own plate and sign up.
Along with... and Jenny Boyer of the St. Louis Cardinals, and manager Casey Stengel of the New York Mets with his left arm in a sling as a result of a wrist fracture yesterday at West Point. Starting pitchers tonight are Bob Gibson for the St. Louis Cardinals and Warren Spahn for the New York Mets, and we'll be back in just a moment for the starting lineup. But right now, can you imagine a Puerto Rican party without music? Don't try. Just listen to this.
Temporal is a song Puerto Ricans sing over and over at their parties and picnics until they raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. This chorial is the song a Puerto Rican drinks to. He'll sit down, call for a beer, probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Puerto Ricans than in all of San Juan, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Puerto Ricans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
The umpires working the game tonight are Augie Donatelli at home plate, Stan Landis at first, Mel Steiner at second, and Al Barlick around at third. Manager Casey Stengel of the Mets has doffed the sling in the dugout before the ball game. He had his right arm, his right hand, in a sling yesterday as the Mets played an exhibition game against the Army at West Point. As Casey was coming out of the gymnasium, he fell on the concrete as he hung his spikes and sustained a broken right wrist. But he says that he's in great shape, and so coming out to present the lineup cards, he took the sling off before he arrived at home plate. And he's there now going over the ground rules with Ken Boyer, the captain of the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals, of course, are the defending world champions. Right now on the field, Leonard Coppett, chairman of the Baseball Writers Association of America New York chapter, is presenting the Babe Ruth Award to Cardinal pitcher Bob Gibson. Bob was warming up, and he stopped warming up to walk over now and take the plaque from Leonard Coppett. As you know, last year, Bob Gibson won two games and lost one for the St. Louis Cardinals. During the season, he won 19 games. He had a great World Series, and this presentation is being made by the New York chapter of the Baseball Writers Association of America on the basis of Bob Gibson's performance in the World Series last year. And now the starting lineups and batting orders for tonight's game. For the Cardinals, leading off and playing second base, Phil Gagliano. Batting second and playing left field, Lou Brock. Batting third and playing center field, Curt Flood. Batting fourth and playing third base, Kenny Boyer. Batting fifth and playing shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting sixth and playing first base, Bill White. Batting seventh and playing right field is Mike Shannon. Batting eighth and catching, Tim McCarver. Batting ninth and pitching is Bob Gibson of the St. Louis Cardinals, who has a record so far this season of 5 victories, 3 of them shutouts, and no losses. He is off to a great start. For the New York Mets tonight, leading off and playing third base, Bobby Clout. Batting second and playing second base, Ron Hunt. Batting third and playing right field, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth and playing left field, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth and playing first base, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth and playing center field, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh and playing shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth and catching, Chris Cannizzaro. Batting ninth and pitching, Warren Spahn, who has a record of 2 wins and 2 losses, and the New York Mets take the field. This broadcast comes to you through the courtesy of Rheingold Breweries Incorporated, the Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation, and the Shell Oil Company, and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Bond has arrived at the mound, and now, ladies and gentlemen, at Shea Stadium in New York, our national anthem. Here's the playing of the national anthem to Mester on the field with Ed Cranepool at first, Ron Hunt at second, Roy McMillan at short, and Bobby Clark at third, Joe Christopher in left, Ron Swoboda in center, and Johnny Lewis in right, Chris Canizaro catching, and Warren Spahn pitching. As you know, by midnight Pacific Coast time, 3 a.m. New York time, ball clubs must cut down to 25 players. They have been allowed to carry 28 for the first month of the season, but by 3 a.m. New York time, rosters must be trimmed to 25. The Mets currently are carrying 27, so the Mets have to trim two players sometime before 3 a.m. New York time. St. Louis Cardinals have assigned left-hand pitcher Dave Dowling on waivers to the Chicago Cubs, and thus the Cardinals are down now to their 25-player limit. Dowling has not appeared in a game for the Cardinals this season. He's gone to the Cubs on waivers. Phil Gagliano is up now, right-hand batter and second baseman, hitting .283. Warren Spahn looks in to get a time. Starts the motion. Here's the first pitch of the ball game, and it's in there for a ball strike one. Warren Spahn has beaten the Cardinals more than he has beaten any other club. His lifetime record, 63 wins and 29 losses against the Cardinals. Pitch to Gagliano is low for a ball. Spahn again works the pitch. And it's low for a ball, 2-1. Spahn has won 358 games, more than any other left-hand pitcher in the history of the Major League. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on it on the ground into left field for a base hit. Taken there by Christopher and played back in, and Gagliano turns and holds with a leadoff single. It was drilled on the ground between Klaus and McMillan.
Number 20.
Lou Brock is coming up now with an early season batting average of .303, two home runs and 11 runs batted in. He hit .315 last year with the Cubs and the Cardinals. He was one of the big reasons that the St. Louis Cardinals made their way to the top of the heap in the National League, then won the World Series in competition with the New York Yankees. Spahn checks Cranepool, holds against the runner at first, and here's the pitch. It is bunted down the third base line, taken by Klaus. He guns it across to first in time. A sacrifice, and you score it 5-3. That brings up Curt Flood, who has been dropped down to the number 3 spot in the batting order. Flood is hitting .300. He's had 4 home runs and 16 runs batted in, so there's no particular reason why he shouldn't be hitting down there, number 3. Normally, he hits either leadoff or number 2 during the spring. Manager Red Chindink of the Cardinals was batting Flood and Brock sort of interchangeably in the two top spots in the batting order. Flood is a right-hand batter. Spahn checks the runner at second. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Starting play tonight in the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers are on top. They have won 17 and lost 7. They beat Houston last night. Cincinnati Reds are 2.5 games out. They won 14, lost 9. The Houston Astros are 3 games out. They won 15, lost 11. And the Phillies have won 12-11, 4.5 games out. Check swing foul ball into the seats and out of play. The St. Louis Cardinals are in 8th place in the National League standings. They won 10 and lost 13. 6.5 games behind the league-leading Los Angeles Dodgers. The New York Mets are 1.5 games back of the Cardinals. The Mets have won 9 and lost 15. They're 8 games out of first place. And the Pittsburgh Pirates are in 10th place in the National League standings, a full game behind the New York Mets. Spahn now checks. 2-strike delivery to Curt Flood. A little number fouled off his ankle. It rolls out to the mound where it's taken by Spahn. It's a foul ball, and the count holds at 2 strikes. Full schedule of night action in the National League. Cincinnati is at Philadelphia. Soturas against Short. Milwaukee is at Pittsburgh. Houston on the coast against the Dodgers. And the Cubs are in San Francisco against the Giants. Right here, one man out and a runner at second. No score, top half of the first inning. Spahn's pitch, low and away for a ball. 1-2 to Flood. full schedule of night action in the American League. The Yankees are at Boston, Stottlemyre against Wilson, Detroit's at Washington, Wickersham against Crutcher, Cleveland's at Baltimore, Terry against Barber, Los Angeles at Minnesota, Kansas City and Chicago, not scheduled. 1-2 pitch. Let up and it goes high. 2-2. Change of speed by Warren Spahn, 44-year-old pitcher and pitching coach of the New York Mets. On the coaching lines for the Cardinals, Joe Schultz is at third base, and Mickey Vernon is on the lines at first. Here now is a 2-2 delivery, and it's high, so the count goes full to Kurt Flood, with Ken Boyer waiting on deck. Spahn takes a moment now to work on the ball. Beautiful baseball night here at Shea Stadium. Plenty of room for you if you're in the vicinity. Come on out and see the Cardinals and the Mets. They play again tomorrow afternoon. Game time tomorrow at 2 p.m. This is a payoff pitch to Kurt Flood. It hits in the dirt in front of the plate. Ball four. Flood goes to first base with the base on ball. As Warren Spahn was pulling down on that one, and the ball hit in the dirt in front of the plate and was blocked by Cannizzaro, with Gagliano holding at second base. Kenny Boyer coming up. Hitting 280, two home runs, 11 runs batted in. Most valuable player in the National League last year. One of seven brothers, all of whom have played or are playing professional baseball. Up and set. And the pitch. Low for a ball. Taken on a short hop by Chris Cannizzaro. Waiting on deck now is Dick Groats. Manager Red Shamedinst of the Cardinals was asked about his impressions of Warren Spahn in spring training. The Cards and the Mets both train in the city of St. Petersburg. He said the only thing he saw bad about Spahn was his haircut. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it misses outside for a ball. 2-0. Mets and the Cardinals see a lot of each other during spring training. They play five exhibition games, and each team plays its exhibition games at Al Lang Field in St. Petersburg. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and it's in for a call strike. 2-1 to Ken Boyer, who doubts the call of umpire Augie Donatelli. Boyer had been out of action with a back injury, but returned to the lineup recently. Bill White also had been out, but White's back in the lineup. Cardinals got off to a slow start. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air foul on the right field line. Lewis is over, but this one drifts into the seats and out of play. And the count holds at 2-2. Cannizzaro goes out to the mound now to have a word with Warren Spahn. The Mets opening up this series with the Cardinals after having taken a series from the Milwaukee Braves. The Mets won two of the three games with the Braves. Mets, of course, had split a series, a two-game series, with the Philadelphia Phillies. So they're 3-2 on the homestand right now. 2-2 pitch. Swung on. And this, he struck him out. Spahn strikes out Ken Boyer. Gagliano holds at second. Flood at first. Two away, and Dick Groats is coming up. Groats is hitting 231. He has 8 runs batted in. 1960, when the Pittsburgh Pirates won the National League pennant, Dick Groats was the most valuable player in the National League, and he led the league in batting. Here's a pitch, and it's in for a call strike to Groats. Groats came to the Cardinals from the Pittsburgh Pirates in exchange for pitcher Don Cardwell and infielder Julio Gauthier. respond, yelling something out to Ron Hunt. He wants to relay some information out to Johnny Lewis, and he wants to position Lewis back. Well, Spahn, of course, has been in the league long enough to know that Dick Groats' power is to the opposite field. He takes that ball to right field a great deal, and so Spahn wanted Johnny Lewis playing a little deeper in right field. Here's a pitch swung on and popped up into short right, and Hunt goes back, and he's there, and Hunt makes the catch with Lewis just behind him. And so the side is retired as Ron Hunt made the catch. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left. And the score at the end of a half inning is the Cardinals nothing and the Mets coming to bat. And now it's time for another unusual fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records. Let me tell you about a fellow who played ball back in the 80s. His name was Old Hoss Radley. And in a single season, he played first base, second, third, shortstop, and the outfield. And incidentally, he pitched, too. Matter of fact, as a pitcher, Old Hoss won 60 games that year. And now here's the story of another winner, Viceroy. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. If you're a filter smoker and you try smoking all seven leading brands, you'll find some taste too strong, as if they didn't even have a filter. And some other brands taste too light. They never seem to satisfy your taste. But you take Viceroy now. Viceroy is not too strong and not too light. Viceroy has got the taste that's right. Right, singer?
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
We're going to the bottom half of the first inning. Bobby Klaus is coming up to lead off for the New York Mets. The Cardinals are on the field with Bill White at first, Bill Gagliano at second, Dick Groats at shortstop, and Ken Boyer at third. Lou Brock is in left field, Kurt Flood is in center, and Mike Shannon is in right. Tim McCarver is the catcher. Bob Gibson, with a record of 5 victories, no losses, 3 of them shutouts. He finished strong last year, won 19 games for the Cardinals. He won the 19th on the last day of the season when he was the winner in relief over the New York Mets. Pitches in there for a called strike. His last loss of last season was on the last Friday night when the Mets beat him 1-0. Al Jackson was the winning pitcher. Ken Gibson with the pitch. Swung on and missed it, strike two. Klaus is hitting 158. He has one game-winning home run and 4 runs batted in. Gibson looking for Tim McCarver's sign. Pitch is on away for ball, 1-2. Tim McCarver had quite a World Series himself. He hit .478, was the leading batter in the World Series. Here's a 1-2 pitch, swung on and landed to center for a base hit for Bobby Klaus. Charged by Kurt Flood, plays it back in, and Klaus has a leadoff single into center field. That brings up Ron Hunt. Ron is hitting .281. He has had 2 doubles and 1 run batted in. Bob Gibson on the mound tonight for the Cardinals set a new series record for strikeouts in the World Series with 31, including 13 in the fifth game. That's a figure that's been beaten only twice in all of World Series competition. Off the stretch, Gibson's pitch to Hunt is high for a ball. Gibson struck out 245 last season during the regular season, second only in the National League to Pittsburgh's Bob Beal. It was a Cardinal record. Pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right side and out of play. A 1-1 count to Ron Hunt with Johnny Lewis waiting on deck. Yogi Berra is on the coaching lines at first base for the Mets, and Don Hefner is the Mets coach at third. Swung on and on the ground is short. Should be a double play. Groat across to Gagliano for 1 to throw to first to double play. It goes 6-4-3 if you're scoring. 2 away, nobody on base, and Johnny Lewis coming up. Enjoy the game with a Viceroy. Viceroy has got the filter for the taste that's right. Johnny Lewis, who came to the Mets from the St. Louis Cardinals, is hitting .260, one home run and eight runs batted in at this time last year. Johnny Lewis was the regular right fielder for the Cardinals. Swings and hits the ground ball to second. Gagliano takes it, plays on to White, and the side is out. No run, one hit, no errors, none left, and the score at the end of a full inning is the Cardinals nothing and the Mets nothing. Cardinals will be here tomorrow afternoon. Thursday is an off day. And then the Mets are here Friday night against the Cincinnati Reds, Saturday afternoon against the Reds, and a big Sunday doubleheader against the Cincinnati Reds to close out the current homestand. Tickets are now on sale for any or all of those games, as well as all home games to be played by the Mets here at Shea Stadium this season. The advance ticket window at Shea Stadium is open 7 days a week. It's open weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from 9 to 5. The Mets ticket office at Pennsylvania Station is located in the Long Island Railroad waiting room, and it's open weekdays from 8 to 6 and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. There is a Mets ticket office at the Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. Open weekdays 8 to 6 and Saturdays 8:30 to 4. For Long Islanders, there is a Mets ticket office at Macy's in Huntington. It's in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center, and it's open during the regular store hours. Reservations can be made for box and reserve seats at any of the Howard closed stores in the greater New York area. In the top of the second, Bill White is up to lead off for the St. Louis Cardinals. He's hitting .256. He's had four home runs and 12 runs batted in. Last night, the Phillies beat the Cardinals 4-2 in 10 innings in Philadelphia. Swing and a ground ball foul. Back to first. Mickey Vernon over. Fields the ball and flips it to Cranebull. Mickey Vernon, coaching for the St. Louis Cardinals this year, was twice the batting champion of the American League. Former Pittsburgh coach and former manager of the Washington Senators. Dodgers beat Houston 3-2 last night in 10 innings. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh postponed because of rain last night. Pitch is a little tight. It's 1-1 to Bill White. American League last night, Boston beat the Yankees 3-2. Detroit beat Baltimore 5-4. Minnesota beat the White Sox 4-3. 1-1 pitch to left-hand batter Bill White. It's in there for a ball strike. 1-2. So in the American League, the Minnesota Twins are on top. The Chicago White Sox are a half game out, and the Los Angeles Angels are percentage points back of Chicago, a half game back of league-leading Minnesota Twins. Pitch breaks low and away, and it's 2-2 now to White, with Mike Shannon, the right fielder, on deck. Here's a 2-2 delivery. Swung on. His second strikeout for Spahn. Mike Shannon, the right fielder, coming up. Hitting .091. He's been up 44 times and had four hits, one run batted in. Shannon was brought up last year from Jacksonville and was the regular right fielder during the stretch run and in the World Series for the St. Louis Cardinals. Pitch is in for a call strike. Strangely enough, it was the fine showing made by Mike Shannon when he was brought up that prevented the Cardinals from bringing Johnny Lewis back. Strike one pitch, high for a ball. It's 1-1. Here is a 1-1 delivery, and it's low for a ball. Seated in the Cardinal Club box just to the home plate side of the Cardinal dugout is Vice President Stan Musial, Cardinal Vice President Stan Musial, and General Manager Bob Howsam of the Cardinals is there also. Here's a 2-1 pitch, and it's low for a ball. Stan Musial, Bob Howsam, and Manager Red Shane Dance help raise a duplicate of the Cardinals World Championship flag over the Missouri Pavilion at the World's Fair today. Yeah. Vaughn has gone behind to Shannon. 3-1. 3-1 pitch. Foul back and out of play. Full count of 3-2. Tim McCarver is waiting on deck now for the Cards. This is a payoff pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to McMillan at short. Deep, big hop. Throws over low, and Trainpool digs it out on the short hop for the out just in time. Played nicely on the pickup by Trainpool at first base. Two away. And Tim McCarver is about it. Hitting .264 with one home run and 4 runs batted in.
Tim McCarver, number 15.
Bonds pitch to the left-hand batter. Hit in the air to center field. Ron Svoboda back. He's there, and he makes the catch. So Bond gets the Cards out in order in the top of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. The score at the end of an inning and a half is the Cardinals nothing and the Mets nothing. Is this one of those days when you're not yourself? Even if you are, you'll feel more so when you listen to this.
I'm not myself at all.
Molly dear,
I'm not myself at all.
This song gets sung over and over at Irish parties and picnics until the singers raise a ferocious thirst. Then they change their tune.
Come fill up your glasses and drink what you will. I'll hand you something every day.
This is a traditional Irish drinking song, and often the beer they drink is Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Irish than in the whole of Dublin, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Irish Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
I'm a man you don't need every day, every day. I'm a man you don't need every day.
Going now to the bottom half of the second inning, and Joe Christopher is up to lead off for the New York Mets. Joe is batting cleanup tonight, and manager Quincy singles batting order. Bob Gibson's pitch swung on it on the ground to shortstop, taken by Dick. Throw played across to Bill White. There's one away. And that will bring on Ed Cranepool, the first baseman. Ed Cranepool is hitting .365. He has 3 home runs and 17 runs batted in. Left-hand batter facing right-hand pitcher Bob Gibson. And it's fired in for a called strike. Ron Svoboda is in the on-deck circle swinging bat. This pitch is low, hits in the dirt, dug out by McCarver. It's 1-1. Cardinal defense plays Cranepool absolutely straight away. This pitch is in for a call strike. Good pitch by Bob Gibson. A swing and a foul ball back and out of play. Last year, Gibson won 4, lost 1 against the Mets. His lifetime record against the Mets is 7-2. Those two games that the Mets won from Gibson were each 1-0, and Al Jackson was the Mets winning pitcher in each of those games. One 2 pitch to Cranepool. Foul back off the glove of McCarver. He did not hold it, so Cranepool is still alive. Gibson is 29 years of age. Alumnus of Creighton University.
right in the air to left field. Right there is Lou Brock, and he makes the catch. Two away, nobody on base. And Ron Swoboda is hitting .286 with seven home runs and 14 runs batted in. He's caught on. Listen to the crowd reaction. It's not from Swoboda. Well, it's true. It's what everybody's known for a long time. Baseball fans like people who hit the ball a long way. Here's the pitch in there for a called strike. Swoboda's a right-hand batter. Pitch in there for a called strike. Our Mr. Ralph Kiner has been given wide publicity as having said during his career, you grab that bat way down on the handle where the Cadillacs are. He didn't say that, really. Somebody else did. But he was credited to Ralph. Still is. Roy McMillan's waiting on deck. Two strike delivery, and it's high for a ball. One and two. There is no score in this game, and we're in the bottom half of the second inning. Pitch to Swoboda is swung on and missed, and the side is out. That's the first strikeout for Bob Gibson, but he gets the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score at the end of two innings is the Cardinals nothing and the Mets nothing. St. Louis Cardinals here again tomorrow afternoon, and Jack Fisher is going to be pitching for the New York Mets, and Kurt Simmons will go for the Cardinals. Thursday is off, and then the Cincinnati Reds will come in. The Mets will be trying to get revenge because last weekend, the last weekend of the recent road trip in Cincinnati, the Reds took four straight games from the New York Mets. So the Reds will be in here on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and a doubleheader on Sunday, and that will conclude the current homestand. Tickets are now on sale for any or all of those games. We're going to the third inning in just a moment. Right now, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY 810 on your dial in Schenectady. Time is now 8:30. Capital District temperature now 61, mostly cloudy.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Shea Stadium in New York. Two inning totals for the Cardinals. No runs, one hit, no errors. For the Mets, no runs, one hit, no errors. And coming in here now to take you along, the fellow we were talking about just a moment ago, Mr. Ralph Kiner.
Okay, Lindsey, and hi there, everyone. First man up will be Bob Gibson for the St. Louis Cardinals against Warren Spahn. Bob, a fine hitter for a pitcher. He has tremendous power. So Warren will have to work. And the first pitch by Spahn is hit into center field, deep to center field, way back as well. Swoboda, he can't get to it, and it's off of the wall. Gibson going to second base, now flying from third. Here comes the throw, they might have him, but it's good, it's there, he's out. The center field wall, and when he tried to make it a three base hit, he was thrown out on a five relay, going from the center fielder Ron Swoboda to Roy McMillan, and then over to Bobby Clouse, who took a throw in the dirt to make a fine play there to complete the out at third base. And now, with one away, the batter will be Phil Gagliano, and he takes low at ball one. Gagliano with a base hit his first time up. One of the two hits given up by Spahn. Next pitch is a high fly ball into shallow right center field. Johnny Lewis calling for it, and he makes the catch. So quickly, two away. And it brings up Lou Brock. Lou sacrificed his first time up. His average at .303. The Cardinals got their first man on. Phil Gagliano in the first, then bunted him to second base. Kurt Flood, who is the on-deck batter right now, walked in the 3-2 pitch. But then Warren Spahn settled down to strike out Ken Boyer and pick up Dick Grode on a pop-up at the second. And the first pitch to Brock, it's down low, ball one. One ball, no strike. Center fielder Ron Svoboda playing a very shallow center field. It was Lou Brock who put one in the center field seats in the Polo Grounds a couple of years back. Next pitch back is inside corner. It's a strike. Lou, the only man to hit one in there on the right field side of center field. Hank Aaron hit one in on the left field side, and the first man to hit one in there, only three hit all together, Joe Adcock. That was on the left field side, too. Now the 1-1 delivery. Curveball, good one on the outside corner. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Brock with two home runs, 11 runs batted in. The club leader is Bill White with four home runs. One ball, two strikes. Warren Spahn pitching to Lou Brock. Two men away, we're in the top of the third, no score. And Spahn's sidearm, the pitch is popped up foul, out of play. Chris Genazzaro coming back and watching the ball go into the stand. Well, the Mets have four catchers on their roster. Chris Genazzaro, Hawk Taylor, Jesse Gander, and Yogi Berra. And today is that day that all ball players dread. It's cutdown day, midnight tonight. Mets will have to take two players off their roster. Mets have 12 pitchers. They might cut there, too. Most clubs going with 10. Pitch back is hit slowly down to second. Ron Hunt charges in quickly over to first base to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors. No one left on base. And the score. At the end of 2.5, the Cardinals nothing, the Mets nothing. And it's time now for another unusual fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records.
You know, it's a rare pitcher who wins over 200 games in his big league career. But the great Cy Young made the record books with 291 wins in the National League. And get this, he had another 220 wins in the American League. Cy was the winningest pitcher in baseball history. And if you want to get the filter cigarette with the winningest taste of them all, it's Viceroy. When you try Viceroy, you just gotta like them. You see, Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter, and not too light, like some others. They just don't seem to satisfy your taste. But when you light up a Viceroy, you get the filter cigarette that's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light.
McMillan, the first man up for the Mets here in the third. He looks at the first pitch of curveball for Bob Gibson. It's in there for a called strike. Roy batting for the first time, batting 182, a right-hand batter. Gibson now into the windup and back again. And again a curve for strike two. Gibson has given up one hit. A leadoff single to Bobby Klaus in the first. He has struck out one. Walked none. So far has pitched to six batters through two innings. Double play racing the base hit by Bobby Klaus. And now the big right-hander back again. And the ball lying in the left center field, a base hit. Coming over Lou Brock, he can't get it. Backing him up is Kurt Flood. And now Roy McMillan, who was going to second, holds up. And a bad throw coming all the way into the pitcher's mound. Ball cut off by the second baseman, Phil Gagliano. And Roy decided not to go when he saw Kurt Flood back of Lou Brock. Could have made it, but of course he had no idea the throw would have been that bad. No, Roy, a two-strike single, a second hit for the Mets. No score in the game, and the batter will be Bobby Chris Canizero. Chris, the catcher, batting eighth in the batting order, batting 143, a right-hand batter. And the first pitch to Canizero, swung on and missed, strike one, a fastball about letter high. Chris looking for his first run batted in. He has had 7 hits and 49 times up. Now checking with Don Heffner, the third base coach. On deck batter, Warren Spahn. And a throw to first base finds McMillan back with no tag by Bill White. For the Cardinals, White at first base, Phil Gagliano at second base, Dick Grote at shortstop, and Ken Boyer at third. Tim McCarver, the catcher, sending out the signs. Again the first, again no tag. Gibson trying to hold McMillan close at first base in case of a hit and run. No score, no one out. We're in the bottom half of the third. Now the pitch. It is taken in there for a called strike. Squaring around is Zolderbund, Chris Canizero. So the count now at 0-2. McMillan at first base with a two-strike base hit. Now he's edging off. Gibson to the plate. And the pitch is a curveball. Looked at, it's ball one. It's Jeff Messi. One ball, two strikes. Bob Gibson, who likes to work fast, now taking just a little bit more time. And now to the plate. And he misses high with a fastball. Count even to two balls and two strikes. The wind is blowing in from center field. And the center fielder, Kurt Flood, who normally plays a very shallow center field, extremely shallow against Chris Canizero. Right fielder Mike Shannon, also shallow. Left fielder Lou Brock, fairly deep in left. Now 2-2, a curveball is outside. It's ball three. Full count now, and Chris checking with Hefner as to whether or not the runner will be going on the pitch. A little bit difficult to send a runner on Gibson because he strikes out many in the ballgame. McMillan at first base, edging off. He goes. The pitch is taken high. Ball four. So Roy McMillan, who is running, moving down to second base, on the walk to Chris Canizero. The Mets with runners at first and second with no one out, and Warren Spahn coming up. Warren batting 154, two hits and 13 times up. One of the hits, a two base hit. Ken Boyer, the third baseman, already in looking for the bunt, as is Bill White. No score in the game. Spahn squares around. Bunts out toward the mound. Gibson quickly off. Does not go to either second or third. Goes to first base. So a good break for the Mets. Gibson, who was confused on the play, and could have gone to third base if the bunt was that type of bunt, turned around, looked at second base. There was no one there, and he had to go to first. So the Mets move up their runners. They have them at second and third with one out. And on the play, it went 1-4. Spahn credited with a sacrifice, and the batter coming up is Bobby Clough. Bobby with a single his first time up, raising his average to 169. He singles through the middle. Cardinals are playing their infield back at second and third. Their infield in at first and third. Second and short, pardon me. And the first pitch to Klaus is off the handle, foul. Fastball jammed in tight. Strike one. Cardinals, no runs, two hits. The Mets, no runs and two hits. But the Mets with runners at second and third with one out here in the bottom half of the third. Gibson into the windup and back again. And a curveball is just fouled. This guy high in the air to the left side, out of play. And Jim McCarver going out to the pitcher's mound to talk with Bob Gibson. Two-strike count on Bobby Clough. Tim McCarver, after the conversation, coming back to home plate. Home plate umpire in this game tonight, Augie Donatelli, a new crew in here, headed by Al Bolick at third base. Sam Annis at first base, Mel Steiner second. A curveball checked on in time. Breaking pitch, Bobby was starting to swing and held off just in time. Count now at one ball and two strikes. Roy McMillan at third base. Chris Canizero at second. Gibson reading the signs from Tim McCarver. Now into the windup. His next pitch, curve way inside. So the count now at two balls and two strikes. And he set it off with Roy McMillan getting a two-strike single in the left field. Chris Canizero then walked. He moved up in a sacrifice. The next pitch of fastball, foul bat. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bob Gibson, with a record of 5 wins and no losses this year. 3 of them shutouts. Here's the 2-2 pitch again. It's foul. Off to the right side. So Bobby Cloud, things tough. Staying in there, the count holding the 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anything out to right field in the air would have to be fairly deep because Mike Shannon, the right fielder there, was one of the best. Ready to sign from Tim McCarver. Now into the windup. His next pitch, curve way inside. So the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henning set it off with Roy McMillan getting a 2-strike single in the left field. Chris Canizaro then walked. They moved up in a sacrifice. The next pitch of fastball, foul back. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bob Gibson, with a record of 5 wins and no losses this year. 3 of them shutouts. There's the 2-2 pitch again. It's foul. Off to the right side. So Bobby Cloud, things tough. Staying in there, the count holding the 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anything out to right field in the air would have to be fairly deep because Mike Shannon, the right fielder there, was one of the best arms in baseball. He's also playing the shallow right field. Kurt Flood, shallow in center field. Lou Brock, deep in left. Now a 2-2. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike 3. So Bob Gibson picks up an important strikeout. That's his second in this game, and it brings up Ron Hunt with 2 men away. Ron hit into a double play his first time up. He's batting at 273, a right-hand batter with no home runs and 1 run batted in. No score, bottom half of the third. And the first pitcher, breaking pitch, in for a strike. Gibson with a hard slider, hits strike 1. Infield deep all the way around, except at third. Boyer protecting against the bunt. Next pitch back inside, a fastball this time. 1 ball, 1 strike. Roy McMillan edging off at third base. Chris Canizaro, a short lead at second. Gibson taking the signs from Tim McCarver and now taking a little too much time, and Ron Hunt calls time to straighten out the batter's box. Time back in. And now the 1-1 delivery. Fastball hit down the short. Big Grove has it. Goes over to first base for the out to retire the side. In the inning, the Mets leave 2 on a base hit and a walk. There were no errors, and the score at the end of 3. The Mets nothing, the Cardinals nothing. Say, are you one of those people who go to a German-American picnic and can't sing because you don't know the words? Then listen.
Kommen alle in den Himmel is a song that gets sung over and over at German parties and picnics until the singers raise a fearful thirst. Then they change their tune. Beer hair is the traditional German call for beer, and often it's Rheingold Extra Dry they call for. In fact, in New York City, where there are more Germans than in all of Heidelberg, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do German Americans like Rheingold? We don't know. But we must be doing something right.
Beer, 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 beer. Top of the fourth, no score as Bob Gibson and Warren Spahn duel away here at Shea Stadium. Warren on the mound for the Mets will face Curt Flood, Ken Boyer, and Dick Grote here. And he goes into the first windup and his first pitch. It's a curveball low for ball one. Curt Flood walked in the 3-2 pitch his first time up. His average at 300. He has four home runs. 16 runs batted in. A lot of home runs for Curt. And the next pitch is lined to left field, a base hit. Joe Christopher over on one knee to block it. He comes up with it, throws it on in. So Curt Flood leads off here in the top of the fourth with a base hit. That's the third hit off Warren Spahn. It brings up Ken Boyer. Ken struck out on the screwball his first time up. His 0 for 1, taking his average at 276. Right hand batter, most valuable player. The runner goes and the pitch fouled off. Strike one. Hit and run play put on by the Cardinals, but Bond picks up a strike. Thinking about Flood's home runs, last year he had a total of 5 for the whole season. Already he has 4. Now Spahn checking the sign. Flood already off at first. Spahn not even on the pitching rubber. He goes to first base, but Flood back. Flood edging off now again. One strike count on Ken Boyer. And Spahn to the plate. The pitch inside. 1-1. Canizero faking the throw to first base. No score in this game. No one away, top of the fourth. Another game in the National League. Cincinnati nothing, Philadelphia nothing after 1.5. Satoris against Short. Milwaukee nothing, Pittsburgh nothing after 1. Blasting game against Cardwell. Well, not a run scored in the National League so far. 1-1 delivery, a pitch out. Floyd draws the throw at first base, but he gets back in time. Scheduled in the National League, Houston against Los Angeles, Chicago against San Francisco. Dodgers leading the National League by 2.5 games over Cincinnati. And Cincinnati in here this weekend for Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday doubleheader. 2-1. Flood again with a lead at first. And Spahn to the plate. And the pitch is low. It's 3. So Spahn, 3-1 against Ken Boyer. In the American League, Yankees out with no runs and 2 in the third inning. Two and a half innings. Boston, no runs and 2. It's 0-0 after 2.5. Sotomayor against Wilson. Detroit, nothing. Washington, nothing after 1.5. Wickersham against Kreitzer. Cleveland, nothing. Baltimore, nothing after 2.5. Terry against Barber. So there hasn't been a run scored in the major league so far tonight. Throw to first base. Flood back. Not too much trouble. Also scheduled in the National League, Los Angeles at Minnesota. Kansas City, Chicago is not scheduled. 3-1. Flood with a big lead. He draws another throw. It's fairly close, but he's back in time. Flood takes about as big a lead as you can take. Now he has shortened up. And Spahn steps off the pitching rubber. Flood goes a little bit closer to first base. Now a quick throw to first, but not in time. Spahn anticipating the hit and run play right here. He's trying to pick something up at first. Now he sets again. And the 3-1 pitch with a runner going is fouled away. Ball going out of play on the first base side. The count goes up to 3-2, and Flood goes back to first. Cardinals, no runs, 3 hits. The Mets, no runs and 2. No one out, top of the fourth. On deck batter, Dick Grote. And Flood again with that lead. And again, he draws a throw, and he's back safely. Three balls, 2 strikes. Spahn sets again. And the pitch with the runner going is in the center field, shallow center. Juan Sloboda moving in, calling for it, and he makes the catch. Juan hanging tight, picking up Ken Boyer. Now he'll pitch to Dick Gross. Bud back to first base after the catch. And right here again, a hit and run man, Dick Gross. Dick batting 228. He's off to a very slow start. Shortstop Roy McMillan has shortened up in his position. The runner goes. The pitch is hit into center field, fairly deep, chasing Sloboda back by the warning track. He has room, and he makes the catch. Bud, who is all the way down to second base, back to first. Two away now, and it brings up Bill White. Bill was curved out his first time up, batting at 253 with four home runs and 12 runs batted in. White, a left-hand batter. No score in the game. Blood still at first. And the pitch to White is on the inside corner. Throw to first base with Blood back ahead of the bat. One strike count of Bill White. Mets are determined to work around on Kurt Blood at first base. Again, he leads off. And Bond steps off the pitching rubber. That moves him back just a little. Bond sets again. And the one-strike delivery is too low. A breaking pitch below the knees. One ball and one strike. Blood led off the inning with a single to left field. Then Ken Boyer flied out to center field, shallow center field on a 3-2 pitch. Dick Grohl out to deep center field on the first pitch. And now the count, one ball and one strike in Bill White. A sidearm fastball hits the short, second base, and he catches the ball. A little looping ball off the handle to Ron Hunt to retire the side. No runs on one hit, no errors, one man left. And the score, at the end of 3.5, the Cardinals nothing, the Mets nothing. You know, it's very hard to sell sheet music in Jamaica. They make up songs wherever they need them. Like this.
Having a party, eating rice and peas, dancing happily as you please. Charming lady with a very nice smile. Think I'll talk to her for a while.
When Jamaicans get together for a party, the beat is calypso and the songs are made up on the spot.
The party was hilarious as it could be, but in the morning there was news for me. The penny was a man's way wedding tune on his pipe. The smiling lady is now my wife.
The smiling lady is now my wife.
And when the singer finds his throat a little dry, something refreshing will be improvised. Probably Rheingold beer. In New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Jamaicans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Bottom half of the fourth, Johnny Lewis, the leadoff for the Mets against Bob Gibson. Johnny 0 for 1, a left-hand batter, and he hits the first pitch to left field. High in the air, fairly deep. Back in the warning track is Brock, and he makes the catch. That ball was up there, a long, high fly ball for out number one. One pitch and one away, and Joe Christopher comes in. Joe grounded out to the shortstop on one pitch his first time up. Hit the ball fairly hard. He's batting at 228. And the first pitch is taken, ball one. Christopher moving out to decoy a punt on Ken Boyer, who's playing a fairly shallow third base. And now Gibson back again. and a slider is outside. It's two balls, no strikes. Bob has given up two hits, one in the first, one in the third. He has struck out two and walked one. And the right-hander back with a breaking pitch again. Strike one on the outside corner up around the letters. Count now at two balls and one strike. And the 2-1 delivery. Fastball foul down in the dirt. Count moves to two balls and two strikes. Tim McCarver, the catcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, out now to give out the sign. And Gibson now at 2-2. Pitches hit on the first base side in foul territory. Bill White over by the coaching box, and he makes the catch. Christopher tried to hold up in a swing on that one, got the bat too far around and popped it up. Now with two down, it'll bring up Eddie Cranepool. Ed batting 360. He leads the club and runs batted in with 17. He has three home runs. Cardinals nothing, the Mets nothing. And the first pitch is a curveball for strike one. Augie Donatelli right down on the ground to call the pitches. Umpire behind home plate. And the next pitch back is high. One ball, one strike. Pictures of the old-time umpires, you see them standing up almost at attention. Now, of course, National League umpires are as low as they can get. A let-up is in the dirt. It's ball two. Two balls and one strike. Cranepool flat out to deep left field his first time up. Fairly deep, not back by the warning track, but deep enough. And he has a hard swing at a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. On deck batter, Ron Svoboda. Now Gibson into the big windup, and his next pitch is a curveball. Hit the shallow left field. Lou Brock moving in. Now coming up a little faster, and he makes the catch to retire the side. 1-2-3 for Bob Gibson, and the score at the end of four, the Cardinals nothing, the Mets nothing. And once again, here's Lindsay.
All right, Ralph, the brand new 1965 Mets yearbook is all ready for the baseball fans. It has all the up-to-date facts and figures on the Mets and 258 action photographs. If you follow the Mets by radio, television, or in person here at the ballpark, you'll find the yearbook to be a handy reference volume because it contains the lifetime records of all the Mets, including the first year men, and they're in some detail. As a special extra, there's a full squad picture on the back cover suitable for framing. And there is a special section on Mets Yogi Berra and Warren Spahn and plenty of pictures of them. So to get the new 1965 Mets yearbook, send 50 cents to Mets Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Repeating, the address is Mets Yearbook, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. We're going to the fifth. Before we do, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
And this is WGY Schenectady 810 on your dial, where you hear all the games of the New York Mets. Time is now 9 o'clock, and it's 61 degrees, mostly cloudy.
This is Lindsay Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Shea Stadium in New York. Four inning totals in this game for the Cardinals, no runs on three hits and no errors. For the Mets, no runs, two hits, no errors. Cards coming up now with Mike Shannon to lead off. He's been up one time and he grounded out. By midnight Pacific Coast time, and that is 3 a.m. New York time, teams must cut down to squad limits of 25 players. So there will be personnel moves made throughout the course of this evening by various major league ball clubs as they make moves to get down to the squad limit. And we'll tell you about them as we learn of them. Now the pitch. He's in there for a called strike. Shannon hitting .089 up to this point. He's been up 45 times and had four hits so far this season. Here's a swing and a drive to deep left center, but Ron Svoboda is over there near the edge of the winding track. He's called and he makes the catch. There's one away. That'll bring up Tim McCarver, who's been up one time and flied out to center field. McCarver is a left-hand batter.
So far, the Yankees have recalled infielder Horace Clark in a player move. The Washington Senators have given Roy Sievers his unconditional release. They have returned pitcher Dallas Green to the Phillies. They have sent pitcher Nick Wilhite to Spokane. Bond's pitch is low for a ball to Tim McGarvin. The Cleveland Indians have sent pitcher Stan Williams to Portland. Stan Williams, whom they got from the Yankees, and the Yankees got him from the Los Angeles Dodgers, and now the Indians have sent Stan Williams to Portland. And the pitch is in for a called strike. Already, the Cardinals are down to their 25-player limit, and they got down to the 25-player limit by sending left-hand pitcher Dave Dowling on waivers to the Chicago Cubs. The New York Mets are carrying 27 players at this time, so they must cut down to 25. Here is the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis over, cuts it off, up with it, and holds McCarver to a single right. That brings up pitcher Bob Gibson. This man can swing a good bat, as he proved when he came up in the third inning and doubled into the warning track and off the wall in center, and then was thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. He is a fine all-round athlete, a former basketball star at Creighton University, one-time member of the Harlem Globetrotters, professional basketball team. Gibson is a right-hand batter. McCarver leads at first base. Pitches low for a ball. McCarver attended Christian Brothers High School in Memphis, Tennessee, where he was an all-around star, and his baseball coach there was Tony Gagliano, Bill Gagliano's uncle. Bill and Tim now, of course, are teammates, both in the lineup tonight for the Cardinals. 1-0 pitch. Inside, he dipped him right at the belt buckle, missed by an inch. 2-0. Gibson turns to look down to Coach Joe Shultz, who runs through the signs for him at third base. The Cardinals this year under the management of Red Shandin. Now Spahn with the 2-0 delivery. Swung on and lined into right. It's a base hit. Johnny Lewis ending up with it and fires in. It's taken by McMillan. It's went over the head of Ron Hunt. But holding it second is McCarver. And Gibson's on with his second hit of the night. Back-to-back base hits off Spahn with one away. And Phil Gagliano coming up now. He's one for two. Gagliano is hitting 292 to this moment. Bob Gibson's getting the jacket on down there at first base with a little help from Coach Mickey Vernon. No score in this ball game, and we're in the top half of the fifth inning. Same two teams play here again tomorrow afternoon, and game time is 2 p.m. Spahn is up and set now as Cardinal runners lead at first and second. Pitch to the right-hand batter, and it misses outside for a ball. As Ralph Kiner was noting, umpire Augie Donatelli gets down on that right knee, right down on the ground on each pitch. He's right down there in the dirt. One-oh delivery, and it's low and away for a ball, 2-0. Dan Landis is the umpire at first. Mel Steiner is the umpire at second. And Al Barlick is the umpire at third base. Al Barlick is the senior umpire in the National League. Spahn steps off the rubber, tightens up the runners. No throw is made. Gagliano stepped out at the plate. He's back in and waiting now with a 2-0 count. Spahn up and set. 2-0 pitch. Down low. Spahn is trying to work carefully now with runners on, and he's gone behind three balls and no strikes to Gagliano. with Lou Brock on deck. Tim McCarver, the runner at second. Bob Gibson, the runner at first. This is a 3-0 pitch. And he walked him on four pitch balls to load the bases with one man out. That is the second walk issued by Spahn. Brings up left-hand batter Lou Brock, who has sacrificed and grounded out second to first. Let's see how the Mets play the infield now. Herndon McMillan looking into the dugout for instruction from manager Casey Stengel. It is a managerial decision. And at this moment, the Mets have the infield back at double play depth with Faust at third playing even with the edge of the grass on the left-hand batter. Crane, who playing deep and behind the runner at first base. Here's the pitch swung on and hit on the ground towards second. It can't be a double play. And now a collision between Hunt and Phil Gagliano, and Hunt is down with his head on the ground. A collision between Hunt and Gagliano, and the out call is made there. And Hunt is still down on the ground. And manager Red Chainness is coming out now. Coach Schultz is protesting to the umpire, Mel Steiner at second. It was a slow roller hit to second base, and Hunt came in to field the ball, and there was a collision between Hunt and runner Phil Gagliano. Of course, the base runner must allow the fielder, the base path in fielding the ball, but the Cardinals are contending that Hunt made the contact after he got to the ball. However, Hunt is coming off the field, and it is his wrist that is injured. Trainer Gus March is holding Hunt's wrist as he leads him off the field, and it could be a costly play for the New York Mets. Charlie Smith is coming out of the dugout. Klaus will move to second. Smith will go to third, but Ron Hunt is injured, and he is out of this ball game and was holding the wrist as he came off the field. We'll get a clubhouse report for you later as soon as they have had a chance to examine him closely in the clubhouse. But Ron Hunt is not a man who comes out of a ball game if there's any possible way to stay in it. Klaus moves to second, and Charlie Smith goes in and plays third.
Number one, moving to second
base, number six, Bobby Faust, number six. We'll give you a report on Hunt as soon as we get one. There is also a possibility that it could have been a collarbone as he was over on the grass. Paying attention to that as well, but we'll wait until we get a report from the Met clubhouse. McCarver back to third, and Gibson at second, of course, on the interference play. Kurt Flood is coming up.
On the last play,
Lou Brock is the runner at first. There are two men out.
Cardinals did not score a run.
Runners could not advance, of course, on the interference. No run scored as runners could not advance, and that information is being given to the fans. Kurt Flood is up now with two men out. The putout goes to Hunt as Gagliano is out. Base is still loaded, and here is Warren Spahn's pitch. Swung on and land one hop to Klaus. He'll go to first base and the side is out without a run having been scored. So in, top half of the fifth inning, the St. Louis Cardinals got no runs. They had two hits, there were no errors, and two left. And the score at the end of four and a half innings is the Cardinals nothing and the Mets nothing. You want to get better performance from your car? Listen to this.
A driving tip from Shell. How safe are your brakes? Why not test them right now while you're driving? You can in this easy on-the-spot road test, courtesy of your local Shell dealer.
First, make sure you've got a clear road with nobody behind you. Repeat, nobody behind you. Drive at a good clip and apply your brakes with a nice, firm pressure. Car come to an even stop. Brake pedal feels solid, not soft and mushy. Congratulations, those brakes sound pretty good. But if your car pulled sharply to one side, or if your brakes chattered and complained while you were stopping, take no chances.
Pull into your nearest Shell dealer. He can help you, whether you need a simple adjustment or new linings. He can also help you get good mileage with Super Shell gasoline. Super Shell with Platformate is specially blended by mileage experts. Super Shell in the clean white pump.
The Cardinals did not score in the inning. They had the bases loaded and one man out, and the ground ball went to Hunt. It was a slow roller, and Gagliano was charged with interference. And when an interference call is made, batters or base runners return to the last base to which they were legally entitled at the time of the interference. So McCarver could not score from third. He was sent back, and Gibson was sent back to second. Brock became the base runner at first with two men out, the put out going to Hunt, and then Flood grounded out. Here's the pitch now to Svoboda in there for a call, strike one. So it was no runs, two hits, no errors, and three left for the Cardinals in the top of the fifth. His pitch is in for a call, strike two to Ron Svoboda. He's been up one time, and Gibson struck him out. Mets have two hits off Gibson so far. He struck out two, and he's walked none. Swing and a miss. He jammed him, and he got that bat around quickly. So Svoboda's been struck out for the second time, and Roy McMillan's coming up. Join your union group at Shea Stadium for the AFL-CIO Salute to Labor doubleheader next Sunday, May 16th, when the Mets play the Cincinnati Reds. Call 989-4070 for ticket information. This announcement brought to you by Rheingold Breweries. It's a clean drive down the left field line, a fair ball. Over to get it is Brock. McMillan turns and holds. The throw goes into second base, and McMillan has his second hit of the ball game. That is hit number three for the Mets off Gibson, and McMillan has two of them. Chris Canizaro is coming up. Cardinals nothing and the Mets nothing, with the Mets batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Last Tuesday night, we had Jim Bunning going against Warren Spahn here at Shea Stadium. And tonight it's Bob Gibson against Warren Spahn. Top pitchers in the National League. Here's the pitch swung on. It's all back out of play. Strike one to count. Spahn is kneeling in the on-deck circle for the New York Mets. Again, Gibson sets, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right center field. Racing over now is Shannon. He's there, and he makes the catch. McMillan halfway goes to first. The throw there, and he just got back in time. A close play at first. A Shannon throw, a strong throw, went to Bill White at first, and McMillan went sliding back in just in time to keep from being doubled. Two away, and Spahn is coming up. Set up one time and sacrificed. The Mets had runners at second and third with one man out in the bottom of the third, but Claus struck out and Hunt grounded out. Warren Spahn at the plate, a left-hand batter. That's inside for a ball. Gibson set. 1-0 pitch, and it's high. Ball two. In the National League at the end of three innings, the Phillies won. The Cincinnati Reds nothing. John Sturz against Chris Short. At the end of three innings, the Pittsburgh Pirates won. The Milwaukee Braves nothing. Wade Lassingame against Don Cardwell. Houston at Los Angeles. Later start. Chicago at San Francisco. Later start. McMillan leaves 2-0 pitch to Spahn. In there for a called strike. In the 3.5, the Yankees 2 and Boston 1. Stoudemire against Wilson. Yastrzemski homered in the third with nobody on for Boston. End of 2.5, Washington 1, Detroit nothing. Wickersham against Kreitzer. Here's 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed it, 2-2. The end of 4.5, Cleveland 2, Baltimore nothing. Ralph Terry against Steve Barber. Los Angeles at Minnesota, later start. Kansas City and Chicago, not scheduled. Right here, it is the Cardinals nothing, the Mets nothing. In the bottom half of the fifth inning. Two men out, a runner at first. Pitcher swung on and line foul. Into the seats and out of play. Now the pitch is low for a ball. Full count, so McMillan with two men out will be moving on the pitch. There he goes. Foul ball, back and out of play. If you're keeping a scorecard on the interference play of the last inning, give Hunt a put out, unassisted, on the interference play and charge Lou Brock with a time at bat. He hit the ground ball. Here's the payoff pitch, and it's inside. Ball four, he walked it. That's the first walk issued by Bob Gibson. Check it. It's the second walk issued by Gibson. He walked Canizero in the third inning. So it gives the Mets runners at first and second, two men out, and Bobby Klaus up. Pitches a breaking ball in there. Pops out of the glove of McCarver. Strike one. Gibson working off the stretch here. That's a line drive to the right field, and it's going to be in there for base hit. It's going all the way to the wall. McMillan round third. He's coming home. Bond is rounding third, and he is coming home. It'll be a close play. He is out as he slides at the plate. Bond is out at the plate, but the Mets get one run. The relay went 9-4-2. Bobby Klaus drilled that ball to deep right field. He gets a run batted in as McMillan did score. It is scored as a double for Bobby Klaus. And Bond goes out 9-4-2. The relay coming from Shanna, the Gagliano, to McCarver, and it got there in plenty of time, but Vaughn hits the dirt nonetheless. In the bottom half of the fifth inning, the Mets got one run on two hits. No errors and one left, and the score at the end of five full innings is the Mets one and the Cardinals nothing. Hey, do you remember the Mets 23-inning marathon with the Giants? You recall last Father's Day and Jim Bunning's perfect game here? Remember the Mets near upset of these pennant-bound St. Louis Cardinals the last week of last season? Well, if you're a Mets fan, or if you're just a baseball fan, you'll want to relive these exciting moments of Mets history and many more by getting the brand-new Let's Go Mets record album. You'll hear the play-by-play highlights of our most memorable Mets broadcast, the voices of Casey Stengel, Ron Hunt, Al Jackson, and other top Mets performers right in your own home. And all you have to do to get your own copy of the Let's Go Mets record album is to send $3 to Mets Album, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Make your check payable to the New York Mets. Again, that's Mets Album, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. The album is enclosed in a handsome full-color jacket, and it costs $3. That's Mets Album, Shea Stadium, Flushing, New York. Five inning totals in the ball game for the Mets. One run on four hits and no errors. Cardinals, no runs, five hits, no errors. Ken Boyer is up to lead off now for the Cardinals. Thank you. Warren Starr on the mound. And the pitch is swung on, hit on the ground, foul back at third. There's action now in the Met bullpen. Gary Kroll is throwing. Warren Spahn had a little workout on the bases that time and had to hit the dirt coming in at the plate. So just as a precaution, the Mets have started Gary Kroll throwing in the bullpen. Mets lead by a score of 1-0. Pitch is low and away for a ball. 1-1 to Ken Boyer. And the 1-1 delivery. Swung on and popped up foul. Out of play. Runs the count to 1-2. Dick Grote is waiting on deck for the Cardinals. And the 1-2 pitch. Screwball breaks low and away. It's 2-2. Charlie Smith at third for the Mets. Bobby Klaus at second. That pitch is inside low, and it's a full count of 3-2. Now Spahn with the payoff pitch. Outside, he walked him. Third walk issued by Spahn. And it's a leadoff walk to Boyer and brings up Dick Grote. He has popped to second and fly to center. The Mets shade center fielder Ron Swoboda over toward right. They have Johnny Lewis way over toward the line because Dick Grote likes to take that ball to right field. One of the fine hit-and-run men in the game of baseball. Trainpool holds against the runner, Ken Boyer. And it is full foul, back to third and out of play. Strike one to Dick Grote. Boyer back to the bag at first. Bill White has moved out to the on-deck circle now for the Cardinals. Spahn looks to Canizero for a sign. Pitch out. Nothing on. Mets figured that just maybe Cardinals might be playing hit and run on that pitch, so Canizero called for the pitch out. 1-1. Grote looks now for the sign. Takes his lead at first. 1-1 pitch and another pitch out and a throw down and not in time. Well, the Mets figured since they had called for one pitch out and it had gone 1-1 that perhaps the Cardinals then would put it on. So they call for another one. Now it's 2-1. Delivery with the runner going. It's on now, and it's in the air down the right field line. A foul ball, and Johnny Lewis can't get to it. A long strike. They were playing hit and run with Boyer going. It's a 2-2 count now to Grote. Grote's reading Joe Schulstein to see what they do on 2-2. There's nobody out, and the Mets are leading here by a score of 1-0. Bond is up and set. Here's the pitch, swung on it, on the ground to third. Taken by Smith, the Klaus for one, the throw to first, the double play. With the runner holding, Dick Grote hit a ground ball to third. Charlie Smith up with it, fired to Claus, made the pivot on the peg on, and the Mets have pulled off their 23rd double play of this young season. And Bill White is coming up. He has struck out swinging and lined out to second so far. White is a left-hand batter. Ground ball hit the second base. Klaus is over up with it. He plays to Crane Pool and the side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of 5.5 innings. It's the Mets 1, the Cardinals nothing. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
You get the word. It's Viceroy. A cigarette that's specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. If you're a filter smoker, you've already discovered some brands taste too strong, as if they didn't even have a filter. And others taste too light. You know the kind. They never seem to satisfy your taste. But do you know about Viceroy? Viceroy is not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right. When you try them, you'll agree. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Not too strong and not too light. The taste that's right.
We're going to the bottom of the sixth. Before we do, we pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
And this is WGY, the General Electric Station in Schenectady, 810 on your dial.
This is Lindsay Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Shea Stadium in New York. It's up and the first pitch is off the outside corner for ball one. Charlie Smith batting number two in the batting order. His first time up tonight. He's hitting 151. Here's a swing and a miss for strike one. One and one to the right-hand batter with Johnny Lewis on deck. The Mets one and the Cardinals nothing. Bob Gibson with the 1-1 to...
And this is WGY, the General Electric Station in Schenectady, 810 on your dial.
This is Lindsay Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Shea Stadium in New York. Charlie Smith's up, and the first pitch is off the outside corner for ball one. Charlie Smith batting number two in the batting order. His first time up tonight. He's hitting 151. Here's a swing and a miss for strike one. One and one to the right-hand batter with Johnny Lewis on deck. The Mets won and the Cardinals nothing. Bob Gibson with the 1-1 delivery. Swung on it on the ground to short. Taken deep by Grote. Long throw and he beat it for a base hit. Charlie Smith legged out the base hit. And is on at first with Johnny Lewis coming up. Lewis has grounded out and flied out so far. And the crowd comes alive here at Shea Stadium with a chant of Let's Go Mets. Lewis punts the ball down the third baseline, a foul ball as it falls off. Mets trying to get Smith on down to second with Joe Christopher waiting on deck. Mets
now have five hits off Gibson. All right, hander's set. And the pitch to Johnny Lewis. It's swung on and missed for strike two. He took a rip at that one. Two-strike delivery is lined in the right field for a base hit. Shannon comes up with it. Smith holds it second as the throw goes to second, and Lewis is on it first with a line shot to right. And the Mets have runners at first and second. Now nobody out, and Joe Christopher coming up. Christopher has grounded out and fouled off to first base so far. He's reading Don Hefner's sign now to see if the Mets are going to try to sacrifice the runners on. The Mets are leading in this game by a score of 1-0. And listen to that crowd. Bill White at first base expecting the bunt is way in on the edge of the grass. And Ken Boyer is in the cutout at third. The pitch and the Bunston misses to strike one. Joe Christopher questioning umpire Donatelli about the move he made with the bat and asking, was it in the strike zone? It's strike one to Christopher. Crane Bull is waiting on deck. White still in on the edge of the grass at first. Here is the pitch. And it's low for a ball, so the count goes 1-1. Charlie Smith, the runner, is second, and Johnny Lewis, the runner, is first. Gibson reading McCarver's time. Runners lead first and second. The 1-1 pitch, he bunts it down to third baseline. He makes Coya fielding. You have to go to first. Gagliano takes the throw. Sacrifice moves the runners up, and the play goes 5-4. Charlie Smith moves to third, Johnny Lewis to second, and left-hand batter Ed Cranebull is coming up. He's going to be intentionally walked with first base open, and Sloboda on deck. They're going to walk him intentionally. It's ball one. Pass with first base open. All due to Cranebull. Ron Sloboda was called back there for a little instruction. He is bending over, looking into the dugout, and manager Casey Stengel is talking to Sloboda now. As ball four, and Cranebull goes to first. The bases are loaded with one man out. Now, Sloboda's been up twice, and the young fella has been struck out both times by hard-throwing Bob Gibson. But here he comes for another shot. Sloboda is 20 years of age, and he hasn't faced many pitchers like Bob Gibson, who came into this game with a record of 5 wins and no losses. So let's see how he makes out this time. Here is the pitch. Swung on and missed. Gibson sat around there just in a hurry. He took the short, chopping stroke. It's strike one. McMillan is on deck. Max, 2-for-2. Fastball right in there for a call. Strike two. Gibson just bearing down and trying to overpower Ron Sloboda. Lots of motion, and the pitch is high and tight. 1-2. Charlie Smith at third. Johnny Lewis at second. Ed Cranebull at first. The 1-2 pitch. Smith blown away. So it's 2-2 now to Sloboda. Gibson looks to McCarver. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung out and missed. He struck him out for the third time. he's been up twice and had two base hits. Two men out. Gibson has struck out four men in this game. He has struck Svoboda out three times and Klaus once. Paid attendance here tonight, this Tuesday night, 24,519. Total in the ballpark, 25,390. A fine Tuesday night turnout at Shea Stadium in New York. Swing and a miss by McMillan at the plate. Runners leading at first, second, and third. The strike one delivery swung on and missed the strike two. Bob Gibson bearing down here in the bottom of the sixth. Gibson starts the motion. The two-strike delivery swung on and landed the right field for Fisher. Johnny Lewis comes on to score. Crane Pool is at third. And he is being held up. And McMillan is at second with a double. Two runs batted in. It is the Mets 3 and the Cardinals nothing. Tonight, he is 3 for 3, a double to right center field, and two runs batted in. The Mets have Cranebull at third, McMillan at second, two men out, and Chris Cavazzaro is up. He has walked and flied out to right field. The Mets 3, and the Cardinals nothing. Low and away for a ball. Gibson with the pitch. Swung on and fouled off. It's strike one. It's 1-1. There is no action as yet in the Cardinal bullpen. The Mets have 3 runs on 7 hits. There's a 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball high and tight. It's 2-1. Well, the old timers say when you have a man that throws as hard as Gibson, all you got to do is just get some wood on that ball, and that's what McMillan's been doing tonight, and he's gone 3 for 3. 2-1 pitch. In there for a call strike. It's 2-2 to Canizero. Warren Spahn is waiting on deck. And the 2-2 delivery. Swung on it. Missed. He struck him out. 5 strikeouts in the game for Gibson so far, but the Mets in the bottom of the sixth picked up 2 runs on 3 hits. No errors and 2 left. And the score at the end of 6 full innings is the Mets 3 and the Cardinals nothing. Bob Murphy will be along in just a moment to detail the play-by-play. Right now, here's a very sad French-Canadian song about a fellow who lost the key of his clarinet. Listen.
J'ai perdu le dos de ma clarinette is a song with the kind of humor French-Canadians love. But one song leads to another, and the first that follows is no laughing matter. Grand un petit coup is what they'll sing as they reach for a beer, probably Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more different kinds of people than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. And Rheingold is doing great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do French Canadians like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Now the seventh inning here at Shea Stadium, and Mike Shannon, the right fielder, will be up against Warren Spahn. Shannon, 0 for 2, has been thrown out by the shortstop, Roy McMillan, and fly to center. Rangy right-hand batter, feet wide apart. Warren Spahn starts him off with a breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner. Bottom third of the Cardinal batting order, hitting in the seventh. Nothing going in the St. Louis bullpen because Bob Gibson, the Cardinal pitcher, is a solid hitter. Now spotting into his windup, down comes his pitch. Outside and high. One ball, one strike. New York, 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. St. Louis, no runs, 5 hits, no errors. Now the 1-1 delivery. Black foul down the third baseline. No play. Day game tomorrow at 2 p.m. Jack Fisher pitching against Kurt Simmons. The Mets will make their first trip to St. Louis when they close out this homestand. They will start their next road trip in Milwaukee, then spend the weekend in St. Louis, come back for a two-night stop in Philadelphia, then return to Shea Stadium to meet the Cubs and the Pirates for the first time this year. Now Spahn takes the sign from Canizaro. Here's the windup, the 1-2 delivery. A drive hit hard toward the alley in left center field. It'll be in for a base hit. Christopher running the ball down, back on the track. And Shannon goes into second with a long double. Line drive hit up the alley by Mike Shannon for a long two-base hit. That brings up Tim McCarver. Jim McCarver has lined out to center and singled to right, one hit and two times at bat. Now Casey has right-hander Gary Kroll working in the New York Mets bullpen. Nobody out, Mike Shannon leading off second. Warren Spahn delivers. He bunts the ball off the mound, comes Spahn. The runner will hold it second. Thrown to first, he got him. Jim McCarver was trying to bunt for a base hit. Nobody in the ballpark was looking for a bunt. With St. Louis 3 runs behind. Fast fielding by Spahn. And he threw the first in time. We are getting the report on Ron Hunt now. We'll wait until we have the complete report to pass it along, but we can tell you now the news is not good. Now the pitch to Gibson, a swing and a miss, strike one. Ron Hunt suffered the shoulder injury in a collision with Bill Gagliano. There are many medical words, but you describe it as a separation in the left shoulder. And Ron will undergo surgery tomorrow. So it's been a costly blow for the New York Mets. Pitch to Bob Gibson, one ball and one strike. Ron Hunt, the Mets all-star second baseman, suffered a shoulder separation in a collision with Bill Gagliano. Ron will be operated on tomorrow. Dr. Peter Lamont, the Mets team physician, will not venture an estimate as to how long Ron will be out until after the operation. So it's a real jolt for the New York Mets. One ball, one strike on Bob Gibson. Now the pitch by Spahn. Strike, a screwball in the outside corner. It would probably be a conservative estimate, and we are doing nothing but guessing and predicating it on past injuries of a similar nature. I would guess Ron will be out for about 2 months. 1-2 delivery, a looping fly ball to short center. In comes Ron Swoboda. He's under it. And he makes the catch. Cannon holding on at second base, two men down. Throw Spahny, Matty Peff in the clutch. Gibson was two for two as he came up. And Spahny gets him on a fly ball to short center. Now the hitter is Phil Gagliano, and the crowd's riding Gagliano a little bit as a result of his collision with Ron Hunt. Interference was called, and a run denied the St. Louis Cardinals. Gagliano certainly did not do it deliberately. Now the pitcher on the way. Line drive, a base hit by Gagliano. Grounding third is Cannon. He'll come down the line to score. The play goes into second, and it's a 3-1 ball game. Bill Gagliano singling the left, scoring Mike Cannon. As a matter of fact, when Gagliano collided with Ron Hunt, the batter was Lou Brock, one of the fastest men in baseball. And that was just about the only way on that ground ball that the Cardinals could not have scored a run. Now the hitter is Lou Brock. Lou has sacrificed, grounded out, reached on a fielder's choice as the result of the collision. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing at him, strike one. That's three and the Cardinals one. We're at the top of the seventh inning. Now Spahny has his sign from Chris. Gagliano leading off first base. And the pitcher on the way is inside. He has to step back a stride. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Now the pitcher on the way. A drive hit deep to right center field. This one is up and going. It is gone. A home run to tie the ball game. St. Louis has rallied to tie the ball game. Lou Brock hitting a tremendous home run to right center field. A climbing line drive over the wall and right center, his third home run of the year, his 12th and 13th runs batted in, and the ball game is now tied 3-3. The batter is Kirk Flood, the center fielder. Spahny into his windup. Here's the pitcher on the way, and it's over a strike on the outside corner. You know, midnight tonight is the cutdown date. Tonight, the hour that all the Major League ball clubs must reduce their squad to 25 men. Low bounding ball hit the shortstop, charged by McMillan. He strides and throws in time to side is out. But St. Louis, unloading the heavy artillery, ties the game in the seventh inning. Three runs on a single, double, and a home run. Three runs, three hits, no errors, none left on. Seventh inning stretch time here at Shea Stadium. The crowd getting to their feet to score. At the end of six and a half, St. Louis 3 and the New York Mets 3. It's hard to imagine New York City without every kind of jazz from Dixieland to progressive. Fortunately, you don't have to. Listen.
That's Backstreet Rag, a uniquely American sound. It came up the Mississippi out of New Orleans with the Negro jazz men who played it to the world. But they didn't stop with Dixieland and the blues. Little David's Fugue by John Lewis is a new sound that's part of a new generation. But whether it's the old jazz or the new, it's thirsty work for the musicians. And when they put down their instruments, they'll pick up a cold beer, often Rheingold Extra Dry. In fact, in New York City, where there are more kinds of jazz than in any other city in the world, more people drink Rheingold than any other beer. Why do so many people like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Warren Spahn leading off last half of the seventh inning, and he takes high, ball one. We were mentioning earlier that the Major League teams must pair to 25 by midnight tonight. Here's the pitcher on the way, inside and high, it's ball two. The Mets Although the names have not been announced as yet, undoubtedly have made their decisions as we are close to midnight. The crippling injury to Ron Hunt probably will mean that Ron will have to go on the disabled list. Now will cause the thinking to be altered. Ron, suffering a shoulder separation, will undergo surgery tomorrow. Fastball over, a call strike. It's 2-1. And I'm sure that Ron will be out of the lineup at least a month and probably longer. 2-1 delivery. Inside and high, it's ball 3. If a player is placed on the disabled list, he must remain there at least 30 days. The Mets have Kevin Collins on the disabled list right now. Kevin was operated on shortly after the season got underway. 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch by Gibson. A foul back into the screen and out of play. Now the word has been flashed on the message board in right center field to notify the big crowd of about 25,000 here at Shea. Ron Hunt has a complete separation of the left shoulder. His return to the lineup will be classified as indefinite. 3-2 on Spani. Gibson's pitch. Ball 4. It's inside. And Spani walks for the second time. He drew a key walk in the fifth inning. Bob Gibson now has walked 4, struck out 5, allowed 3 runs, given up 7 hits. Now the batter is Bobby Klaus. Bobby's had a good night at the plate with a single and a double in 3 times at bat. Ken Boy, you're in close at third, looking for the sacrifice bunt. He's around the bunt. Doesn't offer. It's over. Strike 1. Smith, the on-deck batter, and then Johnny Lewis. Now the stretch. A pitch out, nothing was on. 1-1 on Bobby Cloud. So this certainly has been a hard luck year for one of the scrappiest players in the game, Ron Hunt. Ron was idled in spring training due to an injury to his right hand and had just gotten back in. A swing and a miss and a curve. 1-2. Real good ball game going here tonight between the Mets and the world champions, and it's tied 3-3. Gibson's pitch on the way. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Bobby struck out by Gibson. That is his 6th strikeout of the game. Now Charlie Smith coming up. Charlie beat out an infield hit to shortstop. His only time at bat in the 6th inning. Fastball outside. 1-0. Charlie with good power. The Cardinal outfield rather deep and around toward left. The wind tonight has been from left across toward right. Curve is foul tip. One ball, 1 on Charlie with Johnny Lewis on deck and then Joe Christopher. Ball, a strike on the outside corner. Now 1-2 on Charlie Smith. Bill White holds against Warren Spahn. The curve is over. Strike 3. But he did not like the call. Now walk slowly away, and that's the 7th strikeout for Bob Gibson. Gibson among the top 3 in strikeouts at the end of last season in the National League. Bob Count Veal of the Paris with 250 won the strikeout championship. Gibson in second place was only five behind him. Now Johnny Lewis up. Johnny has one for three. And Gibson steps off holding Spahn. Spahn has really had a workout tonight. Swing and a miss, strike one, and Johnny gave that one the big rip. Now Bob Gibson in the stop position delivers to Johnny Lewis a breaking ball outside. One ball and one strike on Lewis. Johnny hit a line single into right field and later scored a run in the sixth inning. Prior to that, he flied deep to left and grounded out to second. Now Johnny elects to step out. Warren Spahn grabs his leadoff first. Here's the pitch to Lewis, a changeup. The off-speed pitch is down low, and the count goes to 2-1. One delivery, too high on a breaking ball, it goes to 3-1. Now Johnny Cox the bat, the 3-1 pitch, too high, ball four, and the Mets have two men on. Joe Christopher coming up. Up by Bob Gibson. Now there are runners on first and second, two men away, and the batter is Joe Christopher. Joe helped to build two runs with a beautiful sacrifice bunt in the last inning. He bunted down the third baseline, advancing Charlie Smith and Johnny Lewis into scoring position. And later, Roy McMillan doubled both men home. Now the pitch to Joe. Ground ball hammered to shortstop. Drove us up with it. Fires to second. Forced play on Lewis. The side is out. Ball hit hard by Joe Christopher, but within reach of shortstop Dick Groce. Side retired in the home seventh inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. Now seven complete, and the score, the St. Louis Cardinals, 3 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. The New York Mets, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. In checking the scores of other games at Philadelphia tonight, the Cincinnati Reds, who will be here to open a 4-game series on Friday night, are leading the Philadelphia Phillies 3-1 after 5.5 innings. John Soturas for the Reds, Chris Short for Philadelphia, and Frank Robinson, the great slugger of the Reds, has a home run in that game, nobody on. Pittsburgh 1, Milwaukee nothing after 5. Wade Blassing game, a left-hander for Milwaukee. Right-hander Don Cardwell pitching for the Pirates. The Astros are at Dodger Stadium later tonight, and the Cubs later tonight play in San Francisco. In the American League, at the end of 6 innings at Fenway Park, the Yankees lead the Red Sox 4-1, and they have just made it 5-1 on Mickey Mantle's 6th home run of the year. It comes in the 7th inning, nobody on. For Mickey, it has 460 lifetime. Stottlemyre, the Yankee pitcher, early relief Wilson. Washington 2. And Detroit, nothing at the end of 4.5. Regan has replaced Wickersham, and Frank Kreischer is on for Washington. And Willie Kirkland has just hit a 3-run homer in the last of the 5th inning. So now Washington has increased the lead over Detroit to at least 5-0. Cleveland 2, Baltimore nothing after 6.5. Ralph Perry for the Indians. Wally Bunker relieves Steve Barber in the 7th. The warm-ups at Minnesota. Dean Chance for the Angels and Dave Stigman for the Minnesota Twins. Well, fans, come and see the Mets play the Cincinnati Reds in the AFL-CIO Salute to Labor doubleheader next Sunday, May 16th. Call 989-4070 for ticket information. This announcement brought to you by Rheingold Brewery. Kenny Boy, you're up against Warren Spahn in the 8th inning. And the screwball is outside. One ball and no strikes. Boyer has been struck out, fly to center, and reached on a walk, nothing for two. Ground ball hit deep down to third. Good play by Smith. The long throw, he got him. Fine play by Charlie Smith. He had to play the offbeat hop, kind of bending in the middle to grab it about belt high and then righting himself and make a long throw. One away, nobody out in this tie battle. We're in the eighth inning, and the hitter is Dick Grote. Grote has popped the second, fly deep to center, and hit into a key double play. Now the pitch by Spani. Just a little bit under the knees. One ball and no strike. Ball game now in the closing stages, and both managers, Red Shandies and Casey Stengel, have their bullpens working. Ball two, 2-0. Knuckleball veteran Barney Schultz is warming up for St. Louis. In the bullpen for the New York Mets, Dennis Rybant and Carl Willie. Carl Willie and Tug McGraw divided the pitching duties in the game against the Cadets at West Point yesterday. The Mets winning 8-0. And that, too, was a costly day because the grand old professor, Casey Stengel, suffered a broken wrist. And he'll have his right wrist in a cast from his thumb up to his elbow for probably 5 or 6 weeks. Now Spahn goes over the head. The 2-0 delivery. A drive hit deep. It may go foul down the left field line. It's a foul ball. Breaking ball, a pulled foul down the left field line, and the count 2-1. The Mets were out in front 3-0 at the end of six. The Cardinals came back to score 3 in the seventh on a double by Shannon, a single by Gagliano, and a 2-run homer by Lou Brock. One out and nobody on. 2-1 delivery. It's over at the knees for a strike. Two balls and two strikes. Bonnie has won two and lost two. Both of his victories on the West Coast were one-run wins. Outside, the screwball just missing, and the count goes full 3-2. Payoff delivery. Line down the right field line, and it's a fair ball going into the corner now for an extra base hit. Lewis pursuing it. Grote is around second. He's flying towards third. There'll be no play. Slides down with a triple. Line shot hit down the right field line by right-hand batter Dick Grote. He's a right field hitting expert. And now the Cardinals have the potential lead run on third with one man out. And the ever-dangerous Bill White coming on to hit. That ball hit right on the right field line. Now the Mets will have to bring the infield in to try and cut off the run. The game tied 3-3, and Bill White is the batter. We're in the eighth inning. White has been struck out, lined out to second, and grounded out to second. The infield camped tight on the edge of the infield grass. Now Warren Spahn is into his windup. The pitch to White. Missed the inside corner. He started him off with a fastball. One ball and no strikes. Outfield rather deep and around the right, but the infield pulled in with the runner on third, one down. Low and inside, it's ball two. Two balls with no strikes on White. Bill had a slow start last year, and then he hit a ton from the all-star break to the end of the year to help the Cardinals to the championship. Bonnie has the runner at third, the 2-0 pitch. Ball three. Canizaro bluffs the throw down to Charlie Smith at third. And now Warren has gone behind on White, 3-0. Right fielder Mike Shannon is the on-deck batter. Lined up 3-0 delivery, ball four, and he walks White on four pitches. That is the fourth walk given up by Spani. Now the Mets will play the infield halfway and hope for a shot at the double play that could press the button on the escape hatch. Shannon, a very fast man, not an easy man to double up. He's a pull hitter. The infield and the outfield play him around the left, with the infield set halfway. Now the stretch. The pitch to Shannon. Low and outside, ball one. Spotty will be trying to make him hit the breaking ball, looking for that grounder. Shannon started the Cardinals to their three runs in the seventh with a double to left center. Now the pitch on the way. Knee-high strike. One ball, one strike. Dick Grote is on third base. Bill White on first, one man out. Bobby Clough shaded toward second. Against Shannon, the pull hitter, and Roy McMillan playing a stride over toward the hole on the left side of the diamond. In the dirt, blocked by Canizaro, Chris keeps the ball in front of him. No advance in the count 2-1. Crucial moment right here for the New York Mets. Runners at first and third, one out. Shannon the batter, McCarver is on deck. Now Spahn comes into the set position. Delivers 2-1. Down low, it's ball three. Bunny is not wild. He is just going all out to make the batter hit a breaking ball right down around the knees as he looks for that double play ball. Now it's 3-1 on Shannon. The runners take a lead. 3-1 pitch. Ball four, that loads them up. The bases are loaded, and Tim McCarver is coming up. Five walks in the game tonight by Spani, and that is an unusual number of walks for him in a ball game. Prior to this ball game tonight, if you can imagine it, Spahn had walked only three men in 41 innings. Tonight, Warren now has walked five. Mighty troublesome situation. The bases loaded, one out. McCarver is the batter. Sidearm delivery. Squibbler foul off to the right. No play. It's strike one on Tim McCarver. Dick Grote is on third, Bill White on second, Mike Shannon on first. Tim McCarver has lined to center, single to right, and fouled out on a bunt attempt. He was bunting for a base hit. Now Spani looks the runner Grote back to third. Down comes his pitch. A slow ground ball on the right side of the diamond. The only play will be at first to run scores. Ball was not hit sharply enough to give the Mets a chance for a double play to bail out of it.
So Grace comes in to score. The Cardinals are out in front 4-3. Tim McCarver is thrown out by Bobby Clouse. So Spahny got the batter to do what he wanted him to do, hit the ball on the ground, but it was not hit hard enough to give the Mets a shot at the double play. A run batted in for Tim McCarver. And a dangerous hitter, the Cardinal pitcher, Bob Gibson, is up. He has 2-for-3, runners on second and third. Swing and a miss, strike one. Bill White is on third, Mike Shannon on second, two men out. St. Louis in front, 4-3. A Spahn swings out of his windup. Now the pitch. Foul ball back over our broadcasting booth and out of play. But now Spahn with a two-strike count on Gibson. Bonnie trying to work out of it. Lances the lead runner back at third. Now goes over the head. And the pitch to Gibson is a pop-up in the short left. Back goes McMillan. Back he goes. Back he goes. Oh, what a catch. He's got it. He topples over, but he holds on to it. Somersaulting catch by Roy McMillan on the bid for a Texas League base hit. A pop fly in the short left field, almost beyond the reach of Roy. And after a long run, he lunged, he grabbed, he somersaulted, he held on to it, and the side is out. One run, one hit. That was a triple by Dick Grote with one man out. No errors, and two left on. And the score at the end of 7.5 innings, the St. Louis Cardinals 4 and the New York Mets 3. And now it's time for another unusual fact from the Viceroy Hall of Records. You know, the way managers shuffle their lineups in modern baseball, here's a record we think will stand for a long, long time. When Connie Mack was managing the Philadelphia A's, they played two complete World Series using only 9 men in each ballgame. Not even a relief pitcher. Connie went with his best, and he needed no substitutes. And in the Filter Cigarette League, you'll never want a substitute for Viceroy. Because Viceroy is specifically designed to taste the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong like some brands that taste as if they didn't have a filter. And not too light like some others. You know the kind. They just don't seem to satisfy your taste. But if you light up a Viceroy, you get the filter cigarette that's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the filter for the taste that's right.
Viceroy's got the taste that's right, not too strong and not too light.
The taste that's right. Eddie Cranebull leading off. The last of the eighth inning hits one off the bat handle. A blooping drive into short left for a base hit. That ball landed just about where the one McMillan caught to retire the Cardinals. The one hit by Cranebull did not have any height to it. It was kind of a soft line drive. So Eddie Cranebull is on. Nobody out. Batter is Ron Swoboda. This has been by far and away the toughest night for young Ron. He's been up 3 times and been struck out 3. He tries to bunt and misses, strike one. They look for the bunt. Ron Swoboda batting against Bob Gibson. Here's his pitcher on the way. Bunted foul back into the crowd, and it's strike two. The Redbirds 4 and the Mets 3, last of the eighth inning. Eddie Cranebull on first with a leadoff single. Now let's see if Casey has Ron try and bunt the 2-strike set. Crowd much alive here in K. 2-strike delivery. Full swing, and he struck him out. Fourth time in a row that Gibson has fanned Ron Swoboda. That is the 8th strikeout for Bob Gibson. Now Jesse Gander is coming out, and Jesse is going to hit for Roy McMillan. Well, we have a conference at the mound, and while we do, we may be a little late, but we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
You're tuned to WGY 810 on your dial, Schenectady, New York, your New York Mets station. Time is now 14 past 10 o'clock, and it's 58 degrees.
Now the Mets are run behind, and needing a long ball, have Jesse Ganter batting for Roy McMillan. Mack has 3 for 3 and has driven 2 runs in, but it's percentage baseball against a fireballing right-hander. And so Casey has Jesse Ganter, who can hit one out of a ballpark, stepping in against Gibson. Barney Schultz and Ron Taylor are warming up for St. Louis. Denny Ryban for the Mets. Curve is low. 1 ball and no strike. Gibson, a fast worker on the mound. Crane Poole, a short lead off first. Curve is high, ball two. It's 2-0 on Jesse Ganter. Tonight, the first time that young Ron Swoboda has really been overpowered. He's not the first hitter by any means to be overpowered by Bob Gibson, who was second in the National League in strikeouts last year. Too high, ball three, and he really buzzed that one. Jim Hickman coming out on deck to hit for Chris Canavero. Now let's see how the Mets play it. It's 3-0 on Jesse Ganter. The Mets are one behind. Now the pitch. Down the middle, he was taking, and the count is 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Jesse Ganter. Bill White holding against Ed Cranepool. Here's the pitch on the way. Foul ball, whacked back upstairs and out of play. Now it's 3-2. Three and two on Jesse Ganter. Now Jesse gets out of the batter's box to get a handful of dirt. Break a little bit of the tension here with New York one behind, bottom half of the eighth inning. Gibson stretching. Here's the pitch. Ball four. The breaking ball misses. Now the tying run goes over to second, Eddie Cranepool. Ganter goes down to first, and Jim Hickman is coming up to bat for Chris Canavero. Cowan is coming in the ballgame as a runner for Eddie Cranepool. So Billy Cowan, who can really fly, checks in to run for Eddie Cranepool. He represents the tying run at second base. And Bob Gibson wants to talk this over with Dick Grote. Danny Murtaugh always said when he was managing the Pirates that having Dick Grote on the field was like having a manager on the diamond. Jim Hickman is batting for Chris Canavero. This has been a ball game in which Gibson has had great stuff, but he has had to battle his control. He has walked 6, but has struck out 8 men. Mets trailing 4-3. Runners on first and second, 1 out. Gibson a flamethrower. Hickman a good fastball hitter. Now the pitch on the way. Grounded foul in behind Don Hefner on the lines at third. Big gathering here at Shea, hoping to be able to come up with that roar if the Mets can deliver a base hit to get Cowan around. Cowan turned in one of the finest individual performances in helping the Mets to win the second ball game on Sunday the Mets fans have ever seen. He made a remarkable catch to save the ball game. He also, as a pinch hitter, doubled home a run, and it was a key run. Runners take a short lead. The pitch to Hickman. Outside and low, McCarver digs it out of the dirt. One ball, one strike. Warren Spahn kneeling in the on-deck circle. Mets will have a revised lineup of the ninth inning. Fast ball over a blazer at the count. One ball and two strikes. Now Gibson is working in front on the count. It's one ball and two strikes on bench batter Jim Hickman. Down comes the pitch. Foul ball. Back to the crowd. There'll be no play. Count remains the same. Well, it seems the Mets have had just one exciting one-run ball game right after another. Now Gibson delivers one and two. Strike three call. Hickman has caught looking at a fastball on the outside corner. That's the ninth strikeout in the ball game. Danny Napoleon now is coming out to hit for Warren Spahn. Gibson has his ninth strikeout. Danny Napoleon, the first-year player from Trenton, New Jersey, is coming out to hit against Gibson. The Cardinals gather at the mound because they have never seen Danny Napoleon in a regular season ballgame. They did see him during the spring. Mets and Cardinals played five games in the area of St. Petersburg. So manager Red Candy goes to the mound to be sure that the Cardinals remember this young fellow from the games down south. Casey now sending up his third straight pinch hitter. And Red Shandy is just motioning to Shannon, the right fielder, and he wants him to play him a little more toward right center. So now Shannon is moving over toward right center against Danny Napoleon. This is quite a tribute to Danny against one of the hardest throwers in baseball. Red figures his bat is fast enough to get around. Now the stretch. Hits to Napoleon. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Gibson has won five and lost none. He's had three shutouts and five victories. Here's the pitch on the way. It's right in there at the knees for a call strike. So now Danny Napoleon will have to really battle Gibson out in front of him with a two-strike count. Have played 25 games, 11 of their 25 decided by one run. Foul ball lofted back up toward the mezzanine section. No play. The count remains strike two on Danny Napoleon. Gibson ready, the two-strike pitch. And it's a high fly ball to center field. Center fielder Kurt Flood is under it. He taps the glove and puts it away. The side is out. Now Napoleon flies to center after falling behind on a two-strike pitch, and the side is out in the eighth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. At the end of eight innings, the score, the St. Louis Cardinals 4 and the New York Mets 3. Day game tomorrow between New York and St. Louis with Jack Fisher pitching against Kurt Simmons. Thursday, an open date. Friday night, the Reds are here starting a four-game weekend series. Tickets on sale at the advanced sale window here at Shea Stadium, in Midtown Manhattan, in the Long Island Railroad waiting room at Penn Station, at Grand Central Terminal at the foot of the 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Avenue ramp. The Mets also have tickets available and on sale at Macy's, in the Walt Whitman Shopping Center in Huntington. And reservations for box and reserve seats can be made at all Howard Close stores in the greater New York area. Now Wes Westrum bringing the revised lineup out to the home plate umpire, Augie Donatelli. Jim Hickman is now playing first base. Catcher has not appeared as yet. Bobby Klaus remains at second. Charlie Smith will now be playing short. Danny Napoleon will be at third. Denny Rybant is coming on to pitch, and Jesse Gander will be behind the plate. So it's a completely revised infield for the New York Mets as we go to the ninth inning. Warren Spahn leaving the ballgame for a pinch hitter after eight innings. Another solid effort by Warren Spahn. Bonnie's control, not nearly as sharp tonight as it has been in each of his previous outings, but he really had the grit and determination and stayed with it all the way. It was a ball game in which Bonnie had to scramble because the ball wasn't going exactly where he wanted it to, but he turned in still, even without his good control, another fine pitching performance. Bonnie had walked only three men in 41 innings prior to tonight, but in tonight's ball game, he walked five and eight innings. Pitcher. They're in the last of the seventh inning in Philadelphia. The Reds lead the Phillies 3-1 in the duel between John Saturis and Chris Short. Pittsburgh leading Milwaukee 3-2 as they go to the seventh inning. McBean has relieved Cardwell, blasting game for Milwaukee. Houston plays at Los Angeles. The Cubs are at San Francisco. They're in the last of the eighth inning at Fenway Park. The Yankees lead the Red Sox 5-3 behind Stottlemyre. Bill Gagliano leading off as we go to the ninth inning, and Rybant's first pitch is over, strike one. Denny has won one and lost one and has been very impressive as a late inning man. Low outside, one ball, one strike. He saved a victory for the Mets and Jack Fisher in the opener of the Milwaukee series. And he turned in a solid performance to get credit for an official save and a victory in San Francisco. Gagliano had one of the big hits for the Cardinals in the seventh inning. It's over for a call strike. One ball and two strikes. Washington leads Detroit 5-0 after 5.5 behind Frank Kreitzer. Cleveland 2, Baltimore 1 as they go to the ninth in Baltimore. Bell has relieved Terry. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Denny Rybant fans Bill Gagliano. Nobody on, and that brings up Lou Brock. Brock's third home run of the year, a line drive to deep right center with a man on, was a big blow for St. Louis in the seventh inning. It tied the game 3-3. Just inside, one ball, no strikes. The Cardinals went out in front for the first time in the ballgame in the eighth inning when Dick Groot tripled to right field with one man out. He later came in to score on a ground ball, hit the second by Tim McCarver. Ball two, outside and low, 2-0. Now Rybant into his windup. Down comes his pitch. A grounder hit hard down to first, grabbed by Hickman. He takes it himself. Ball hit sharply, but right at Jim Hickman. Jim grabbed it on a big hop, stepped on the bag. Two men down. Well, Casey and his coaches in the executive branch will all have to get together after tonight's ballgame, revise their thinking as a result of a costly injury to Ron Hunt. Ron, in a collision with Gagliano, suffered a shoulder separation and will be operated on tomorrow. Right in for a call strike to Kurt Flood. Midnight tonight is the cutdown for all the Major League ball clubs. They have to be down to 25. Low and outside, one ball, one strike. Ron will undoubtedly have to go on the disabled list. When a player goes on, he must remain for 30 days, but Ron must undergo surgery, so it's safe to say he'll be out at least 30 days. We hope it won't be too much more than that, but an injury like that, probably a couple of months. One ball, one strike on Kurt Flood. Kurt has one for three. Rybass 1-1 delivery. Under the knees, two balls and a strike. Now, then he swings out of his windup. The pitcher on the way is popped up. He hit him off the surf with a real good pitch. Under the ball is Danny Napoleon. He has it. The side is out. Denny coming in toward the mound to take the pop-up. And Denny Ryback gets the Redbirds. 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And we'll be going to the bottom of the ninth. New York a run behind. At the end of 8.5, it's the Cardinals 4 and the Mets 3. If you're wondering what kind of a song goes with Profesite and Salfici, listen to this.
Come spaghetti, mamita is sure to be sung when Italian Americans get together, and spicy pizza rustica will be served. The inevitable result is a fiery thirst. This song brings on the beer, probably Rheingold. In New York City, where there are more Italians than in Naples, more people drink Rheingold Extra Dry than any other beer. And Rheingold is going great in New Jersey, New England, and Pennsylvania, too. Why do Italian Americans like Rheingold? We don't know, but we must be doing something right.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, the Mets will have Bobby Clouse, Charlie Smith, Johnny Lewis coming up against Bob Gibson. The right-hander winds, pitches. Check swing, and it's outside. One ball and no strike. Good ball game for Bobby. He has a single and a double, 2-for-4, and an RBI. Mets have 3 runs, 8 hits off Gibson. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner. 1-ball, 1-strike. One delivery. Foul ball back into the screen. Now it's 1-2. Dal Maxville is now playing second. He relieves Joe Gagliano as a defensive move on the part of Red Shandeep. Pitching 1-2. A line drive, a base hit to left, and the tying run is on with nobody out. Bobby has his third hit of the ball game. That'll bring up Charlie Smith, and while we're waiting for Charlie, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
And this is your voice of the Mets in the Northeast, 810 on your dial, WGY, the General Electric Station.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. The Mets have the tying run on. Nobody out. Charlie Smith is up. Boyer in close looking for the bunt. Now the pitch. Burnett back toward the mound. Gibson up with it. And the play goes to first base in time. He started to go to second. And at the last moment, he held his arm up in midair. He was almost turning it loose. And then decided to go to first base and not take the chance. So now the Mets will have Johnny Lewis and Joe Christopher to try and get that tying run home. One play going from Gibson to Maxwell, who covered it first. Johnny Lewis has one hit, a single, and 3 times at bat. It's drawn a walk. Now Gibson slowing the pace down a little bit for the first time. Comes to the set position. Delivers a high foul fly hit down the right field line. There'll be no play. Don Hefner on the coaching lines of third thought that Gibson had balked on the play. Wait for a moment as Billy Cowan hustles out in the bullpen to help out. Billy has already been used in the ball game. He came in as a pinch runner. Buck Taylor and Yogi Berra, all that remain from the bench for the New York Mets. Here's the pitch. Outside. 1-ball, 1-strike. And the Hawk is coming in now. Billy Cowan went out to take over his work in the bullpen, and the Hawk is coming in. Denny Ryaban has pain for a spot in the batting order. A ground ball hit toward the middle, racing for the third. He comes up and throws, not in time. Runners on first and third. A base hit for Johnny Lewis. He hit a ground ball right up the middle. It wasn't stung. It wasn't hit too hard. And Grote, after a long gallop to his left side, came up with it. He had to throw off balance in time and get something on it. The throw was not nearly in time. And the Mets have runners at first and third. Bobby Klaus moving over to third. And Joe Christopher coming up. Runners at first and third. That was the 10th hit of the ball game for New York. And this big crowd standing. Christopher 0 for 3. Klaus, the lead runner. He's the tying run at third. One man down. The infield set for two. Inside, ball one. Ron Taylor, a right-hander. Steve Carlton, a left-hander, warming for St. Louis. Mets getting their bullpen ready now because Denny Ryaban is due up next. And Jim Besky is warming up. Gibson intercept position. Delivers. A swing and a miss on a breaking ball. One ball, one strike on Joe Christopher. One thrill, back right on top of another. Runners at first and third, one man out. Cardinals have the infield at double play depth. The outfield just about straight away. Now Gibson set. The 1-1 pitch. A ground ball hit the shortstop. Grote sets the second one. Maxfield the first. Double play. The ball game is over. Joe Christopher's ground ball to Dick Grote is turned into a game-winning double play by veteran shortstop Dick Grote. And the Cardinals win a thriller by a score of 4-3. Bob Gibson weathering the storm and going all the way to win his sixth ball game without a loss. In the ninth inning, as the Mets threw a king-size chair into the World Championship Redbirds, for New York, no runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on. So the big crowd of nearly 25,000 almost limp now as they head toward the exits of Shea Stadium. The Mets have just played their 12th ball game, decided by one run, in only their 25th ball game of the young baseball season. This was a game in which the Mets went out in front by a score of 1-0 when they got the game's first run in the fifth inning. When Roy McMillan got the second of his three hits, Warren Spahn drew the first of his two walks, and Bobby Klaus doubled to right center field, driving home the first run, his base hit scoring Roy McMillan. The Mets made it 3-0 in the sixth inning on base hits by Charlie Smith and Johnny Lewis. A good sacrifice by Joe Christopher moved the runners up, and Roy McMillan's double to right center field drove in both Charlie Smith and Johnny Lewis. That made it 3-0. The Cardinals came right back in the seventh inning to tie up the ball game. Mike Shannon doubled to left center leading off. Phil Gagliano singled to left, scoring Mike Shannon, and Lou Brock hit his third home run of the year, a drive to right center, scoring two runs to tie the game 3-3. The Cardinals got the winning run in the eighth inning when Dick Grote tripled with a line drive that hit right on the line going down the right field line. He came in to score on a slow hit ground ball on the right side of the diamond by Tim McCarver. McCarver was thrown out. The ball was not hit sharp enough to give the Mets a chance to go for two and get out of the inning. And so the Redbirds win a real thriller with Bob Gibson going all the way to win his sixth game of the year without a setback. The losing pitcher, and he pitched well once again in a real thriller, Warren Spahn. Spahn has put in one-run decision right after another. So Warren now has won two while losing three. The Lions score, St. Louis, 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They left 8. For the New York Mets, 3 runs. There were 10 hits, no errors, and the Mets had 9 left on. Batting stars for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill Gagliano singled in their first run. Lou Brock hit a 2-run homer to tie it, and McCarver's ground ball scored Dick Grote, who had set it up with his line triple to right field with the winning run in the top of the eighth inning. Tomorrow, game time, 2 o'clock here at Shea Stadium. For the Mets, Jack Fisher on the mound. For the St. Louis Cardinals, it will be Kurt Simmons. For those of you who may have joined us late, this could be and has been a very costly victory for the New York Mets. For in the fifth inning of the ballgame, with Bill Gagliano racing from first towards second and Ron Hunt racing in to field a ground ball hit by Lou Brock, Gagliano and Hunt collided, and Ron suffered a separation of the left shoulder, will undergo surgery tomorrow. That means that Ron will undoubtedly and unfortunately be out of the lineup probably for about 2 months. It also means the Mets must revise their thinking insofar as reducing their squad to 25 men, which is required of all Major League ball clubs by midnight tonight. So that's the story on the ball game. The final score, once again, the St. Louis Cardinals 4 and the New York Mets 3. Tonight's game was brought to you by Rheingold, New York City's largest selling beer. And what a remarkable thing that is. In New York, a city of so many different people with different tastes, one beer has become the favorite, Rheingold Extra Dry. Now, we don't know why so many people like our beer, but we must be doing something right, and we'll keep right on doing it. Tonight's game is also brought to you by Viceroy. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy has got the filter for the taste that's right.
In all baseball land, there are no fans so grand as our men. When we play other teams, no one blood-curdling screams, that's our men.
But when men fans